Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about hope. Have there been times in your life where you've lost all hope? Do you desire to strengthen your sense of hope? How do you find hope during your darkest and most challenging moments? Learn how to bring more hope into your life as we begin our month focused on replenishment and rejuvenation. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Okay, guys, I think I now have everything as one on the podcast. If you've been listening a while, you know I tweaked the name. We got a new placard, which I love. The designer did a great job. I have new intros and outros, which are shorter. I try to keep those as short as possible, but still interesting. So that, new commercials. So everything should have Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. I'm super excited. That was one of the things that I wanted to have everything in alignment. Kind of sometimes takes a while because I have to produce the podcast. So writing, editing, shooting, all that fun stuff. And so they're obviously done a little bit in advance. So I believe we are finally all caught up on that. I'm excited, going to be getting more books out in the next month or so that are going to offer a little more support if that's something a little bit different from the journal prompts that you're looking for. Today's episode was inspired because for some of us, it's spring. I know you New Englanders and Midwesterners might be getting another snowstorm or two. Where I'm in the South, it started to feel warmer. One of the things with more light and longer days, that can help the change of the season, give us a sense of renewal and hope. So now is a good time to talk about that. I love spring. Spring and fall are probably my two favorite seasons. I'm definitely not a fan of summer after living in Raleigh with the humidity. What I love about spring, one of my favorite all-time scents is the smell of earth. You know how you're coming out of winter and it's maybe still a cool morning, but you know that sunlight's coming and the day's going to be that beautiful temperature where you could maybe wear a short sleeve and jeans or maybe need a jacket, which is awesome. And then that smell of earth, like that newness, like that soil. If you're a gardener, you might smell this more often than not, but it just smells of the spring earth. And I love that scent. And that inspired the month, and it inspired today. And then also something happened to me when my grandmother passed, and she was a matriarch of our family and awesome. Was super close to her, very blessed to have her in my life. And when she died, I was, of course, heartbroken. That was the closest person, and still to this day, Sybil is a second runner-up to that. I've only had two people really close to me die, and I realize how fortunate that is because I don't think that that's typical. Anyway, I kid you not, the first year that she died, I would hear that song, "Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter." Apologies, I know that I'm tone deaf and can't sing. But anyway, literally for the first year, and I really felt that that was my grandmother reaching from the other side and saying, "It's gonna be okay. I'm still around. I'm still here. You're gonna get through this." So if you've been following for a while, you know, I lost a lot of faith, a lot of hope last year. It was a really difficult year. And I had no hope. And then my husband and I were in the car. And we get in the car. And what's interesting, we're in my husband's car. So we have a little bit different tastes in music. Not completely. He's kind of acquiesced when we do long drives and I drive. I'm like, my radio station. And so that song came on. And it wasn't typically a station they listened to. So anyway, I knew that that was my grandmother. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think I could have heard that in 2018. I just wasn't in a frame of mind to hear a message from her. So anyway, I heard that song again, and it reminded me, have hope, have faith. A lot of changes coming this year. As I record this, I think we're finally we're going to move. It has, we've just, things have changed and we're gearing up for that. So that was kind of, when I heard that, I'm like, you know what? I need to do a podcast in hope, because I know I'm not alone in having dark and challenging times. We all do. And I never really took the time to sit down and think, how do I have more hope? And I wish I would have done something like this when I needed it. A lot of times when we do these episodes, yes, they're for you, but they're for me as well, because it's stuff that I need to remind myself about that supports me. And I'm really aware of that. And I thought, oh, it's too bad I hadn't done this. But truthfully, again, not in the frame of mind. I think I'm much more in the frame of mind to have hope. How to have hope. Here are some things I'd like you to think about that will help you have hope. This too shall pass. I know we've all heard that phrase. We were looking at houses last fall, and might have been November, and we walked in and there's this big sign of "this too shall pass." And it was when I was really heavy in my grief. And we're all going to suffer. I know of no one who has not had something that they've had to suffer through. Now, suffering is a choice, and I'll make a note to do a podcast about that down the road. Know if you're, especially if you're in the thick of it, of what's going on, know it won't last forever. Remember, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I had this really great dream 3 nights ago. And in my grief, you know, I've been grieving, and I'll tell that story at some point. It's just, I can't do it right now. So I had this dream, and in this dream, something happened, and I wasn't upset. I wasn't hurt. And I was like, ah, I woke up. I said, I'm starting to heal. The healing process has truly, really begun, because I didn't know. And that dream kind of reminded me that. Okay, so it's passing. I'm here to tell you it will pass. And again, we've talked about depression, and I've done ever other episodes on it. If you're still really stuck in this, then that is when we need to rethink things, and we might need professional support. But no, it will pass if you allow it. Remember all the other tough times you got through, because I know you have. I know you have. I really believe we all sell ourselves short of what we have achieved and gotten through. How did you work past that other challenge that you had? What gave you hope during that tough time? Now's the time to reflect on that and use those to support you when you need some hope. This leads right into my next point of acknowledge all the time in your life like it felt you were aligned with the stars. When did it feel like something just magically came to you? When did something impossible become possible? When I met my husband, I'll never forget that. I was really annoyed at my friend, and he was the one that ran the bowling events. And I was like, ugh, I'm not going to go. My intuition was like, you need to go, you need to go, you need to go. And so I listened to it. So I walked in the bowling alley. I was kind of like, eh. See this handsome guy leaning at the counter. I thought, oh, he's too cute, but too bad he's not with our group, because we'd down in a whole bunch, probably like 30 or 40 people. Lo and behold, he is a friend of someone in the group. And we ended up bowling together, had our first date the next day, and the rest is history. Yeah, I was annoyed at my friend, but talk about the timing and honoring my intuition and feeling like everything lined up. Think back to those times in your life. Acknowledge that and know that they will come around again. Ask yourself in the present moment, what else is possible? The present moment is your point of power to change. I know you know this. Can you dream a little of what you'd like to see in your life? Can you get to the future and not stay there, but see some rays of hope? The one thing that really helped me get through my grief last year was writing the books. And boy, did I have a learning curve, guys. I know I've mentioned that if you're going to write a book, give yourself a year for the process, especially if you're going to self-publish. Great process, learned a lot, but I had so many things to do that needed my full attention and brain power. The good news about that was then I would have to focus on that and I couldn't be stewing in my grief. So have that dream. What step could you take today towards that dream? You know, maybe the other dream died, maybe whatever happened, but see if you can begin to see those rays of hope. Get outside, be in nature. I mean, now is a great time with spring. When I'm sad, I literally hug a tree. It can help free up my cluttered mind and remind me to be inspired and in awe. You know, I'm unplugging a lot, but I have my uncle's partner post a lot of nature pictures and he takes a lot of photographs and I love those. They inspire me. So get outside, get on a hike, take a walk around your neighborhood, see the flowers budding, get outside and get in nature. Find inspiration. What can you do to become inspired? You're listening to this podcast, so that's a start. Pat yourself on the back. You've done something to renew your hope. Maybe music is your vehicle for being inspired. What music can you put on right now? Maybe you like to read a book or watch a documentary. Find something that's going to inspire you to help keep you going. Again, the books inspired me because it was a big life goal for me. I'm going to publish some books. It's something I've wanted to do my entire life. And I know my books are inspiring others, so that inspired me. And you know, it doesn't have to be something big like writing a book. If you make a child laugh, that can be inspirational. When my nieces and nephew were younger, I used to love to make them laugh because it would just light up my spot, my face, and make me smile. And it inspired me. Company you keep. Stay on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, stay on the sunny side of life. All right. Yeah, guys, sorry, two songs in a row. I hope that you are able to survive this podcast. When you hear that song, who does it remind you of? Who is positive and full of optimism? Make sure that they're in your life. If you don't have that personally, find someone inspiring and is super positive on social media. And again, it's not doing the spiritual override. I'm not talking about that. But there are people who are generally sunny and positive. Make sure that they are in your orbit somewhere because that's going to help lift you. Take that first step. Be courageous. 1 foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. That is from my all-time favorite Christmas special. But take that first step. It becomes easier and you realize you're doing it. Small steps add up. You spend 10 minutes a day doing something. In a year, you have over 61 hours. It does make a difference. When you take that first step and begin to build on hope, it just escalates. It snowballs and it becomes bigger. Do you not have a professional organizer in your area? Have you struggled to find a good fit with a professional? Are you unable to find someone that has a particular skill set that you need? With today's technology, Julie Caraccio can assist you. She offers virtual organization, and you can learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. How can you have hope in times of darkness? What I just talked about, you're like, okay, those can kind of fill you up a little bit. But what about when you're in the thick of that, when it's really hard? And I know, guys, I've been there. I didn't have hope, didn't have faith for a long time. Can you see the good in a heartbreaking situation? Finding the golden nugget. And again, like I'm not there yet. I haven't found the good in it. It has not revealed itself to me. Although I had a check-in, you know how I love my first spiritual teacher ever, Judy. I had a check-in with her yesterday, which renewed my sense of hope. Just being around Judy, reminding me of how far I've come and what I've done. And there was a little message in there about that, and it was really supportive, but it just hasn't happened. But perhaps you'll be able to see that golden nugget right now. And in the same token, can you still find gratitude? for what you have. And again, guys, I didn't have gratitude for a while. And then one day it was able to happen. So as you listen to these, pick the one that you can have that can help you find hope. Can you gain a larger perspective of why things may be happening? What other options does this open up for you, and what other possibilities? They're out there. They're out there for willing to look. And maybe it's something like you spend a minute, 30 seconds on this. Again, just that little spark, that little ray of hope that can support you in your darkest times. As I mentioned a moment ago, how did you get through your other challenging times? I contacted Judy when I lost faith in women and supposed healers. It was back to the basics and beginning for me. I shared my emotions. God love Cottie. Talk to Cottie. I'd cry, get angry. That was a great support for me. Winston Churchill, I believe, said, never, ever, ever, ever give up. Keep moving forward. If you don't give up, you'll get there. Again, that doesn't mean that your days you're not angry, you're not sad, that you're feeling hopeless, but just don't give up. Know that you'll get through it. Be extremely kind to yourself. The one good thing about this process was it really did force me to treat myself kindly. Know that you're doing the best you can in any given moment. Life's a spiral. Sometimes we're going up, and sometimes we come back down. It is what it is. If you're kind of on the downward movement of the spiral, I'll say okay, because I know you'll be going back up the spiral very soon. So now is a time for extreme self-kindness. Celebrate anything and everything. Nothing is too small to celebrate. You parked your car in the garage and didn't hit it. All right, let's celebrate that. You saw a penny, picked it up. Let's celebrate that. Trust that other things are going to come into your life to celebrate. I have a friend who is finishing up going through a divorce and gotten a card from her in the mail today. And I thought it was great because she was announcing a name change, and it was about trusting the path. It was like a picture, and then on the back had her updated contact information. That's a reason to celebrate, trusting the path. What gets you excited? Can you find some excitement? If your dream didn't happen, what can you get excited about? You know, and again, like depending on where you are, this can take time. I grieved my grandmother for a year. Now, it wasn't that very sorrowful grief, like that I felt so overwhelmed I couldn't move, but you know, my heart was sad for a year. But I found other things to get excited about. What makes you happy when you were a kid? What got your juices flowing? Find something to get excited about. Even if it's, I am actually all spirituality goes out the door when I watch football, but it gets me excited. And I convince myself I burn a couple calories when I run around the room like a crazy person. Give yourself permission. Permission to be upset and feel like there's no hope. And that will allow you to give yourself the space for hope to come in again. If you're doing the spiritual override, like, oh, you know, okay, nothing happened, nothing, you know, I have hope. Nah, not really. By being authentic, by feeling what you're feeling, that allows the space to open up. And I promise you, hope will creep back in. You might wake up one day and be like, wow, I feel hopeful today. And it just kind of snuck its way in there when you were least expecting it. Feel all your feelings. If it feels like never going to get better, that's all right. Have at it. The more you feel, the more you allow your emotions out. And remember, emotions are just energy in motion. Nothing right or wrong. When we feel these, we express these, get them up and out. Again, that helps us not only let them go, but it also gives us space to bring the hope back in. I just talked about a moment ago. Be very aware and examine, what are you saying to yourself? I'll never be X, and replace that with something else. What else is possible? I am, I could be, I am open to, instead of I will never be X. Get out of that really heavy thinking, like won't, never, not going to. Let, get out of the heaviness of that. Breathe. Sometimes that's all you can do. There were days I was like, okay, just breathe. I got out of bed today. That's a win. I'm going to breathe. Again, that's opening up space. And I've talked about this before. Think about a straw. And maybe you're enjoying a milkshake. And you're like sipping the milkshake through the straw. Well, what happens if you grab the straw and you cut off everything? Well, you can't get the yummy milkshake. And it's kind of like that. Don't grasp the straw so tightly that by pretending whatever is not happening, by ignoring how you're feeling, don't, that's like grasping the straw really hard. Instead, let the straw open. That allows the space to bring in what you need. That allows the space for the hope to come in again. Exercise, you know, get on the bike, do what you can, go for a walk. Exercise ultimately will help you. And that's a great form of self-care. Think that's really good. I know that when I go to the gym, I feel inspired. I go to Planet Fitness. So there are not a ton of hard bodies, which is great. But I'm always inspired by someone coming to the gym to better themselves. So get in your exercise, get those serotonin, get all that good stuff going. Share your pain. When you do that, again, that's helping you process the emotions, helping that allows you to release things and open up the space. But someone else might be able to share something that brings you hope. Oh, you know what? I went through that. Man, I know how tough it is, but I'm here to tell you I'm on the other side now. And here's what I learned, or here's what inspired me, or here's what gave me hope. I think in our society, we get stuck on not asking for support, feeling like we have to be quote unquote perfect all the time. And that's not true. And I think that that prevents us from sharing our pain. I know for so many times I would not share my pain and that was detrimental to me. So I encourage you, find someone, find a group, send support, and people who have gone through something similar may be able to inspire you. How to regain your sense of hope. Maybe you didn't go through any big deal, but you're like, kind of like, eh. You know, you can look at everything going on around you in the world. I sometimes feel like we're in a crazy land. Be like, man, I just have no hope for the world as it is. So what can you do to regain that? Write down what you need to do. Be able to see the step you need to take to create change in your life. You know, I've mentioned the book as an example. Don't worry, guys. I'll move on to another example, but this was a big one for me and a good one. I had what I seemed like a million steps, but I knew that that would take me to what I wanted to accomplish. Write it down, feel a sense of accomplishment. And then when I think about the bigger picture, wow, you're going to inspire someone. You inspire people with the podcast. Now you're going to reach a whole different audience by inspiring people through your books. Ah, that gives me a sense of hope. Someone reads this. They get awareness. They take action. They change. Ah, that gave me hope. Find a mentor or follow people you admire. So many people overcome adversity. When I did my show, Reawaken Your Brilliance, I think practically everyone on the show had something huge they had overcome. And majority of these people were healers. And it was so amazing to see because they were all able to say, I walked through the fire, I did this. And they all saw it as a gift at some point. Might have taken them a while, but eventually that's where they ended up. Gain that support and follow the positivity. Honor where you are. Do what you're able. I've mentioned, couldn't have gratitude for months. I didn't push it. I wasn't like, oh, Julie, you're this bad person. You tell other people to have gratitude and look at you. I knew it would come back around, and it did. Any type of routine can help you when you've lost hope. Doing laundry, playing with animals, making dinner. Hopelessness can lead to inertia. Taking action can help you overcome and help bring that hope back. Do for another. You know, I believe I've shared this story. I was just in meh and couldn't have gratitude. It was kind of in a stinky place a couple years ago. And there was this homeless man outside the grocery store. I was like, come on, let me buy you a meal. And bought him a meal. I said, let's get a drink. Let's cookie. Because, you know, I believe everyone should have a cookie. And I felt like he got the short end of the stick because I ended up feeling great. And I came home crying. And my husband, we're so blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. Kindness, and I learned this, I didn't realize this, which kind of how awesome is this? Kindness releases serotonin. Do you know anything? That's an antidepressant. There was another guy who was in the parking lot and he's like, I'm trying to get my own place. I'm homeless. I'm working on this, trying to transition. And he had a piece of art. So of course I was honored to buy a piece of artwork with him and ended up having this great conversation with this homeless man. And, you know, I think it's so important that you don't have to buy like I did. You don't have to give, but I think it's really important to acknowledge another human being. And how cool is that, that the universe, God, designed kindness to release serotonin and act as an antidepressant? I don't think that was an accident. Leave the past in the past. When we dwell and stay stuck, we lose our power to make our choices. Forgive yourself and forgive others. That really might be important depending on what you're going through. When you can have true forgiveness, and again, this might take time, it can really make a huge difference. It can allow hope to come back in again and allow you to remember, okay, forgive, it's okay, it's going to work out, and to find that hope again. Don't hold grudges. Don't let that eat up your mind and soul, like someone taking rent in your head. Why are you allowing that person to be in there? Just release those. And again, guys, this comes with practice. I still a lot better than I used to be. But when you're stuck in that energy and hope can't spring, hope can't get through. So where in your life do you have grudges? Where can you release those? Practice gentleness. Now is the time for bubble baths, lots of self-kindness. Maybe it's affirmations. Maybe it is spending time with animals. Whatever it is that makes you feel good, that makes you feel like you're wrapping a warm blanket around yourself. Let go of fixed plans, concepts. I had an idea of what I desired my life to be. Didn't happen. Some ways it has, others it hasn't. I had to let go and have to. It's still a little bit of a process here. I have to let that go in order to move forward. If I stay stuck and this is how life is supposed to be, I'm never going to have hope again because life isn't going to be a certain way for me. If I'm able to go with the flow a little more, have some flexibilities, then I can find hope. Surrender to the wisdom of life. Can you trust the process? Of course, way easier said than done. Can you trust that there is some reason for this? Trust the process. What do you need to surrender to? How can you surrender? Be patient. Trust you'll gain hope again. I'm here to tell you it's possible. I just went through this. And it'll take some time, and that's okay. But if you don't force it, you don't rush it, then it will come back. Take actions from today's podcast. Create a plan to have hope. Acknowledge when you've overcome past challenges. Celebrate when you can. Practice great self-care. Get out in nature. Do something every day to foster hope. have gratitude and find the golden nugget. Hang out with optimistic and hopeful people, or find a mentor. Do whatever you're able to and be okay with that. Practice random acts of kindness. Forgive yourself and others. Surrender. Know this too shall pass. Remember, hope springs eternal. On next month's episode, we're talking about wisdom cards. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.